Leviticus chapter 13. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have the skin of his flesh arising a scab or bright spot, and if it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest, and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of his flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up that has the disease 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the disease in his sight be no worse, and disease spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the disease spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after him that has seen the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, look, the scab spreads in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And look, if the rising be white in the skin, and if it turn the hair white, and there be a quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy covered all the skin of him that has the disease from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looks, then the priest shall consider, and look, if the leprosy has covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that has the plague, it is all turned white, he is clean. But when the raw flesh appears in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh, and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean, it is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again, and be changed into white, he shall come unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And look, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that has the plague, he is clean. The flesh also, in which even in the skin thereof was a boil and is healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white rising or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, it shall be showed to the priest. And if when the priest sees it, look, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a disease of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and look, there is no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is a disease. But if the bright spot stay in his place, and spreads not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there be any flesh in the skin thereof that is a hot burning, and the living flesh that burns have a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look upon it, and look, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and if it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning, wherefore the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a disease of leprosy. But if the priest look on it, and look, there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days, and the priest shall look upon him the seventh day. And if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a disease of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place, and spread not in the skin, but be somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning. If a man or woman have a disease upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the disease, and look, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it yellow thin hair, then the priest shall see the disease, and look, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, Then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry scald, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. And if the priest look upon the disease of the scald, and look, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut him up that has the plague of the scald 7 days. And in the seventh day the priest shall look upon the disease, and look, if the scald spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the scald be not in sight deeper than the skin, but if the scald, he shall be shaven, but the scald shall he not shave. And the priest shall shut him up that has a scald 7 days more. And in the seventh day the priest shall look upon the scald, and look, if the scald be not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scald spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and look, if the scald be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair, he is unclean. But if the scald be in his sight no worse, and that there is black hair grown up therein, the scald is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look. And look, if the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that grows in the skin, he is clean. And the man whose hair has fallen off his head, he is bald, yet he is clean. And he that has his hair fallen off from part of his head toward his face, he is forehead bald, yet is he clean. And if there be in the bald head or the bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look upon it, and look, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald hair, head or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appears in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean, and the priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean, and his disease is in his head. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled, he is unclean. He shall dwell alone, without the camp shall his habitation be. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or woof of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin, and if the plague be greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof, or in any of the skin, it is a plague of leprosy, and it shall be showed to the priest. And the priest shall look upon the disease, and shut up it that has the plague 7 days. And he shall look upon the plague the seventh day, and if the plague be spread in the garment, either in the warp or the woof, or in a skin, or in any work that is made of skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy, it is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in linen, or in anything of skin wherein the plague is, for it is fretting leprosy, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if the priest shall look, and behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague is, and he be shut up 7 days more. And the priest shall look upon the plague after that it is washed, and look, if the plague has not changed its color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean, ye shall burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And if the priest look, and behold, the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then shall he rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if it appear still in the garment, either in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a spreading plague. You shall burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp, or woof, or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which you shall wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, and it shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp or woof, or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean.